This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for joining us here today. Good evening, too, at 8:45 at night to my friends here on WMIE who've been following for some 15 or 16 years now at this time at night. Maybe you're on your ride home. Hey, let's get the word. God, let's get excited on our way home today. Merv, 7 in the morning, you're on your way to work. Let's not neglect, my friend, to listen in at 11:45, too. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for having us tuned in. Thank you for tuning into this frequency today because you want to hear a word from God, and I know you won't be disappointed because I know the secret, and I share it with you, and that is we make the word of God the focal point of what we do here, and that's what we're going to do. We're looking at a church that went down in history known as the Worldly Church. We're going to let the word of God speak for itself. But the only problem is that the examples of what they were guilty of, we can't relate to today. So what are the modern ways? How can you tell if you're a member of a worldly church? That's what we're looking at here this week. We're looking at the what they were commended for what they did right. We looked at what they were reprimanded for what they did wrong, and then the very end. Repent. Make it right. That's all you ever have to do. All of you out there, no matter what age and time you live in, and no matter what you've done, the call is for you and me, repent and make it right. This is the next part of this message now, the worldly church.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. And that's what happens when you get yoked together with an unbeliever. And this is how worldliness crept into their lives too, is when you get involved with an unbeliever and they start to wear on you and they water you down. They take away your zeal you have for the Lord. When you get unequally yoked together with someone that doesn't share your passion. Am I making sense here today? This is why Paul said it's better off if you don't get married. But some of you have to get married and we got to make a concession. The second correction was this, back in Revelation verse 15. It says, thus you also have those that hold to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Here we go again with this group. Again, the Nicolaitans were the problems in Ephesus 2 weeks ago. Compromise, remember? Introducing idol worship and joining it with the true faith in Jesus Christ. Is what we believe that this was. Compromise. All right. How can I relate to any of this? No church today can be accused of following after the Nicolaitans. We hardly even know what it is. How can you follow it? No church can be accused today of following the doctrine of Balaam. Right? How can you be accused of that? So, what are some of the modern equivalents then? What are some signs that you are in a modern or in a worldly church? I've got 5 for you. This is what they had back then. This is what you have here and now today. Here's 5. Number one, the number one way to know you're in a worldly church is your pastor is a homosexual. Or a lesbian. That's the first one. Churches that ordain homosexuals into the ministry have succumbed to worldly pressures. They're trying to appear hip to everyone on the outside and in step with the world. And there's the problem. You don't need to be in step with the world. Matter of fact, you need to be out of step with the world. That's what the word church means. Where Paul says, in time past you walked according to the course of this world. The course of this world is going this way. And Jesus, the word church means called out. God has called you out of this world. You shouldn't be doing what the world's doing. You should be going the other direction. That's what the church is. Ecclesia, called out ones. You are called. I just read the verse to you. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among them and be separate and don't touch what is unclean and I will receive you. The world's going that way, going to hell. You are going this way. And when he comes back, he'll be looking over here. Not over there. The course of this world is like a mighty river. Okay, sign number two, you're in a worldly church. Your pastor is a woman. Sorry, but it is what it is. Your pastor is a woman. That is, churches cave under pressure from godless organizations in order to conform to this world. Churches started putting women and ordained them to be the head of the church by pressure from godless organizations. Not from the church, or they'd be there in the church from the beginning. It's from pressure from godless organizations. Have I made myself clear? Women were put into leadership as heads of the churches because of pressure from godless, that's G-O-D-L-E-S-S, godless organizations. And out of fear, they did that. Now, don't get me wrong, there would be no Island Community Church without women here. I am for women deacons. That might get me thrown out of Baptist churches. There's nothing wrong with that. But not to be the spiritual head of the church, because the Bible says so. And churches caved under pressure to godless organizations. And that's why, and that's how you see that. Number three. The third way of knowing you're in a worldly church is your pastor performs same-sex weddings. Your pastor performs same-sex weddings. You don't have that problem here, church. Other than my daughter in a month from now, I don't marry people outside of this church. And that's why it's set up that way, to protect me and to protect you. I don't do weddings because if I do a wedding for someone outside this church, then I got to do a wedding for everyone outside this church. If this church allows a wedding to be had in here for someone that's not a member, then it has to open up its doors for anyone that wants to have a wedding in here. Everyone good? That's why we don't do that. And that's why I don't do that. For my protection and for your protection. Number four, the fourth way to know you're in a worldly church. The music in the church is the same as the music that's in the clubs. The music is the same as the music that's in the clubs. Many churches I've visited before, the band had huge Marshall amps hanging on the ceiling. And the guitar player had a wah-wah pedal and a voice box, and he thought he's Peter Frampton. To attract people to come in, to be worldly, to get worldly people come into your worldly church, you do worldly things. Those are some of the modern, up-to-date things the Lord Jesus would correct a worldly church for today. Sign number five, your pastor is a people pleaser instead of a God pleaser. Now, you give me a month, I could fill this church. First thing I would do is I would fire Darren and his wife. And then I could do like what they do on the radio. One guy in there, he says, if you sit in a lucky seat, you win $50. I'll tape a $50 bill under one of these seats, and you give me a month. 1 month after we get rid of him and his wife, because he'd kill me for it. He would kill me for it. Thank God, before he killed me for it. Hide $50 under a seat and then put it on the radio, and we'd be having three services in here a week. Is that what you want, Donna? Huh? You want three services in here a week? Over my dead body. See, this is a worldly church. This is what's happening. And look around. It's going on everywhere. All around us. Through people compromising the word of God in exchange for trying to reach people in a worldly way. And I say that's not the way to do it. Stick to this. Stick to preaching the word of God. Let God add to the church daily. Amen? Or let God close the doors. Whatever it's going to be, but you're going to be doing it, preaching the word of God and the whole counsel of God. If God chooses to close the doors, he's God. Just like the three in the furnace. Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us. But then they said, but if not, we still won't do it, and that's where I'm at. God can shut this church if I'll still worship him and bow down to him. He is God, and I'm not. My prayer is this would be filled up, and we would be having two services. That's up to him. It's not up to me. Now, Chuck Swindoll tells the story of two rich brothers. Both lived a wild, unprofitable existence, using their wealth to cover up the dark sides of their lives. On the surface, however, few would have guessed it, for these consummate cover-up artists attended the same church almost every Sunday and contributed large sums of money to various church-related projects. Then the church called a new pastor, a young man who preached the truth with zeal and courage. Before long, attendance had grown so much, the church needed a larger sanctuary. Being a man of keen insight and strong integrity, this young pastor had also seen through the hypocritical lifestyles of the two brothers. Now, suddenly, one of the brothers died, and the young pastor was asked to preach at his funeral. Now, the day before his funeral, the surviving brother pulled the minister aside, handed him an envelope, and said, there's a check in there large enough to pay the entire amount you need for the new sanctuary, he whispered. All I ask is one favor. Tell the people at the funeral that he was a saint. The minister gave the brother his word. He would do precisely what the man had asked. So that afternoon, minister went to the bank and deposited the check into the church's bank account. The next day, the young pastor stood before the casket at the funeral service and said with firm conviction, he says, this man was an ungodly sinner and wicked to the core. He was unfaithful to his wife, unfaithful to his church, and he was a hot-tempered man, evil with his children, and ruthless in business, and he was a hypocrite at his church. But compared to his brother, he was a saint.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.